I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I have a story to offer you, a fascinating story for comprehensible input. Comprehensible input is a terrific way to improve your English. If you need more information on how comprehensible input works, I have a bunch of videos on that subject. Let's get started. Gil came down to breakfast to join his wife. He greeted her and sat down at the table because breakfast was ready. Gil found himself very optimistic and well-rested after a good night's sleep. It promised to be a beautiful day. During breakfast, his wife said, "You were talking in your sleep again last night." He said, "Oh, what was I saying?" She said, "Mostly I don't know because you were just mumbling. But you woke me up mumbling. And then you said, 'How does it work?' That was the last thing you said, and I went back to sleep. You woke me up again later and interrupted and said, 'I'm sorry.' She said, 'It doesn't matter. I go back to sleep very easily.' But you woke me up a second time, and again you were mumbling, but you said, 'I can't control it.' Then she went on and explained that this time, by the moonlight, she could see that he was sitting up in bed, and she thinks his eyes were open. She said, 'After you said that, you just laid back down and went back to sleep. But I could have sworn your eyes were open.'" Gil gave a nondescript response to his wife at this revelation. He simply said, "How odd." Now, Gil has been having very vivid dreams for a couple of months. They seem to go back to the time when he accepted the amulet. Ever since then, he's been having very vivid dreams, and mostly he can remember them. He decided to stop by the office of Dr. Mott on the way to the store. He figured that since Dr. Mott is an early riser, he could catch him at the beginning of his office hours and talk about these dreams, perhaps. He did just that. He walked to Dr. Mott's office, and once inside, he told Dr. Mott's assistant that he'd like to have a word with him. He wasn't sick. He just wanted to have a word with an old friend. She nodded, indicating that she knew what he was talking about, and ushered him into Dr. Mott's office. In a moment, Dr. Mott showed up and greeted Gil warmly. He sat down at his desk and said, "What do you have on your mind? What can I do for you today?" Gil said, "Well, I'm not sick, and I'm not sure you can do anything for me, but I just have been having these very vivid dreams. And last night I was talking in my sleep. I was hoping you might give me some insight what they mean." Dr. Mott said, "Well, people have been talking about dreams for centuries. Nobody has a really good theory as to what they mean." Gil said, "I figured that's what you would say." Dr. Mott went on, "Well, there's actually more to it than that. Let's think through this. When we go to sleep, our heart does not stop. Our breathing does not stop. Our digestion does not stop. Our kidney function does not stop. So why would we think that our brain function would stop?" Gil said, "You have a good point there." Dr. Mott said, "I just see the brain as an organ that continues to work like the other organs while we're sleeping. But I do have a framework that I use to understand dreams. It's not perfect, and I don't call it absolute truth, but it gives me a little bit better understanding so that I can go on with life." Now, Gil was intrigued. What is this mysterious model of what a dream means? Gil said, "Tell me more." Dr. Mott said, "Well, first of all, I read an essay by an Englishman named De Quincey, and he talked about the unconscious mind. that is something going on below the surface, something that we can't really control. And I thought that was an interesting interpretation of brain function. It matches observations. Some things happen automatically. Some things happen instinctually. Some things happen intuitively. So that works for me. He went on. He said, the way I look at dreams, as imperfect as this understanding may be, I assume that they are related to things you're thinking about, particularly anxieties, things that you're nervous about, things that are bothering you. But be careful with that understanding of dreams, because the dream that you dream may not be literally what you're worried about. Gil said, oh, that makes sense. That's a great way to look at this. With that, he sprang out of his chair, thanked Dr. Mott profusely, shook his hand, and dashed off to the office. It was as if his problem was solved. The rest of the day was uneventful. He did his work, things went well, and days passed without anything unusual happening. Several days later, he and his wife went to bed at the usual time, and he quickly found himself asleep and dreaming. In a short while, he found himself walking through the streets of Salem on the way to the park where he had met Nicholas. It was a cool morning, and he was walking rapidly, as if with purpose. Soon he arrived at the park, and there was Nicholas. He greeted him. As they sat down, Gil said, you didn't tell me everything about this amulet. With this, a look of surprise arrived on the face of Nicholas. He did not expect that to come out of Gil. He paused and studied Gil carefully. He then speculated, you found the dream portal, didn't you? Gil said, what are you talking about? Nicholas repeated himself. It looks like you found the dream portal. Nicholas asked, what day is today? Gil said, Wednesday. And that was correct. He then asked, what did you do yesterday? At this, Gil paused. He puzzled over that. He wasn't able to answer quickly. He knew it was Wednesday, but he couldn't tell Nicholas what he did yesterday because there's a conflict in his mind on this issue. Nicholas said, aha, you have two yesterdays, don't you? Gil paled. He said, I suppose I do have two yesterdays. Oh my God, am I losing my mind? Nicholas said, no, you're not losing your mind. It's not you, it's the amulet. You came to talk to me again through a dream. You are dreaming right now. This is a dream. But it's not a normal dream. This is a dream created by the amulet. That way you could come back and talk to me again. Gil said, I'm not sure I can understand this. It's like I'm moving in time. Nicholas said, exactly. But what I wanted to talk about is you didn't tell me I'd be able to move objects. Nicholas said, well, that was simple. I wasn't sure you would be able to. Each of the keepers has his own way of interacting with the amulet. I could move objects. Johannes could move objects, but I wasn't sure you would be able to move objects. Gil said, who is Johannes? Nicholas said, oh, I thought I'd mentioned him before. He was the keeper before me. He was the fellow who gave me the amulet. Gil answered with a simple, "Oh, so you didn't know that I was going to be able to move objects. What about being able to tell what's going to happen before it happens?" Nicholas responded in the same way. "I wasn't sure you would be able to do that." Gil asked, "Well, can you do that?" Nicholas said, "Well, yes, but I never could control it. I could never do it when I wanted to do it. It happened from time to time, but I could never make it happen." Gil continued, "Well, what about Johannes? Could he control those things?" Nicholas said, "No, it nearly drove him mad. Johannes was a German. He was very conscious of controlling things. He wanted things just so. And these two abilities that he had that he couldn't control nearly drove him mad. He spent his whole life trying to control them. He told me he was happy to give up the amulet so that he could quit worrying about controlling these two abilities." Gil went back to this dream portal and tried to get more information about this. This he really didn't understand. To his questions, Nicholas said, "I don't really understand it myself. What I observe is that sometimes when I dream, the dream becomes so vivid that it seems real to me, and I do things in the dream, and afterward I can remember doing those things. This is where I got that sensation of having two yesterdays. I had the yesterday just before the dream, and then I had the yesterday just before the place I arrived. In both the dream and my memory, I am me. I don't run into myself, I'm just myself. I'm the same person in both the dream and my memory of what actually happened." Gilbert was very intrigued with this, and he said, "Go on, what happens after that?" Nicholas said, "Well, really nothing. Over time, the memories just meld together, and they become a little hard to tell apart. You know how memories fade. Well, that's kind of what happens to these. But I knew that when you talked the way you did when we met this morning, that you had two yesterdays." Gil said, "Well, it's a funny way to describe it, but that's exactly the sensation I have. It's as good a way as any to describe what I'm feeling." Gil asked, "Do you have any more advice to me that I might be able to use going forward now that we've talked about these things?" Nicholas said, "No, I don't have any advice. You're discovering every day, just like the rest of us in life, you're discovering things one day at a time, and things will unfold. You're going to do the best you can." With that, Nicholas stopped and looked carefully at Gil and said, "Have you saved a life yet?" Now with that, Gil was quite shocked. How would he know? How would he know? He answered with a simple, "Yes, I suppose so. I stopped a lady from walking long enough that when the tree limb fell, she was not killed by it." Nicholas smiled knowingly. He said, "That won't be the last time." With that, Gilbert rose, thanked Nicholas, shook his hand, and walked down the street. On arising, Gil felt great. He went down to breakfast with his wife, and he asked her if he had disturbed her sleep by talking. She said no. He smiled approvingly. During the rest of the day, he thought to himself, how fascinating this is that he found the dream portal, but for the life of him, he couldn't really understand what it represented or why it existed. He was fairly resigned that he might not be able to control that, the telekinetics, or the premonitions. And then he thought, well, I'm not going to drive myself mad worrying about that. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.